Most of us are tied to the TV, the web, or the radio, hopefully here and now, to get the latest information on the coronavirus. But for smaller cities and towns without hyper-local news services, we sometimes call them news deserts, the options for timely news, especially during a crisis, are far and few between. We wanted to check in on Malheur County in eastern Oregon, an area that relies heavily on its local paper. It's where the Malheur Enterprise is providing around-the-clock coverage, and the small newspaper staff there is working around the clock to cover this coronavirus outbreak. For more, let's bring in Les Zeitz, editor and publisher of the Malheur Enterprise. Les, welcome to Here and Now.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
First off, Les, how are you doing?
That's a pretty general question. We're all running very hard right now.
Yeah. You send an editor's note out to your subscribers. You want it to lay out for the public how your newspaper is taking on this tremendous task of updating. Tell us more.
Well, yeah, we serve a remote part of Oregon, population of about 30,000. The developments, as you know, in the coronavirus outbreak are coming not only by the hour, but by the minute. And so we are striving mightily with three reporters to stay on top of our local developments. But also there's such a torrent of information at all levels that we've collaborated with about a dozen other newsrooms to share content.
Yeah, I know you all also use Facebook as a tool for disseminating information. Has there been any feedback in terms of what the public wants to know about COVID-19?
We use Facebook, frankly, as our AP service out to our readership. But it also gives us a chance to take a temperature reading. We noticed for several days as we started driving out coverage that we were getting a number of remarks from people who were very dismissive of the news about the outbreak. We even had a local police chief who said, "You can't believe what you read in the media." But it does allow us to sort of keep a bit of a finger on the pulse to the county when we're already driving so hard to stay on top of the news.
Right. I mean, three reporters. I'm wondering how your staff is holding up. You know, they live and work there. How are they holding up?
Well, they're holding up very well. We had a staff conference, and I made clear to all of our employees that their health and well-being is number one. But look, this is an unprecedented story. You know, I've been a journalist in Oregon for 45 years. I've covered a lot of major stories, and this will eclipse them all before we are done with it. So the risk is that we go very hard now and run out of steam when we don't have the ability when this thing really ramps up, or we try to moderate our coverage but pace ourselves.
Yeah. As you mentioned, you were a longtime investigative journalist. You were supposed to retire by now, but you actually decided to take on this paper in 2015. You know, I can only imagine it's because, you know, it's in your bones and you care about being able to give people the information they need. But what is it that you want people to know about your efforts to make certain that people are informed there?
The number one job of the media at this point is that we have to regain the trust of the American people. And so at the Enterprise, I've tried to establish a rapport with the community that makes it clear that our efforts are to provide them fair, accurate information. And people have responded very strongly to that. It has allowed us to succeed and allows us to do what we're doing today.
That's Les Zeitz, editor and publisher of the Malheur Enterprise. Les, thank you.
Okay, bye.